1 John chapter 5, verses 6 through 13. This is the one who came by water and blood, Jesus Christ. He did not come by water only, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit who testifies, because the Spirit is the truth. For there are three that testify, the Spirit, the water, and the blood. And the three are in agreement. We accept human testimony, but God's testimony is greater, because it is the testimony of God, which he has given about his Son. Whoever believes in the Son of God accepts this testimony. Whoever does not believe God has made him out to be a liar, because they have not believed the testimony God has given about his Son. And this is the testimony. God has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. Whoever has the Son has life. Whoever does not have the Son of God does not have life. I have written these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, so that you may know that you have eternal life. God has given us eternal life. Why? John chapter 3, verse 16 says that God loved the world, and his love for his own creation has determined that he would give us eternal life. But he also gives us choice, the choice to choose to believe in the Son of God, to believe Jesus is the Christ, the choice to not believe. If we look at evidence, there is always enough evidence for those who desire to believe to believe. There's always enough evidence for those who desire not to believe, to not believe. At the end of the day, it comes down to a very simple operation. It's a choice. And this is the testimony. God has given to us eternal life, and this life is in the Son. Whoever says the Son has life. Whoever does not have the Son of God does not have life. We choose. We are in or we are out. Those of us who have chosen to be in have a great testimony of confidence. Verse 13 says, I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, so that you may know that you have eternal life. God wants us to rest assured in his promise, to rest assured in our eternal life, to rest assured in our connection with God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We have confidence in this. It's a gift. Eternal life is a gift. Our loving Father providing for us, giving us eternal security, giving us external purpose, giving us internal peace. Those of us who maybe struggle with the evidence, well, there's enough evidence, courtroom admissible evidence, for the resurrection of Jesus, for us to be convinced that this may be the truth. Once we look to God to determine the truth and open our hearts to the Spirit who testifies to the truth will take root in us. It's okay to have doubt. It's okay to be afraid. It's okay to wonder at the advancements of science and the things that we see in the world, whether or not there is a God or there isn't a God. It's okay to have these doubts. But the only place we will ever confirm and affirm these doubts is subjectively. It's within. There is no empirical proof that there is a God. There is no empirical proof that there is no God. There's evidence of a creation. There's evidence of the hand of a designer in creation. There's a scientific explanation that no designer was necessary. In the end, it comes to a simple choice. Look within yourself. Pray that God's Spirit would connect with your spirit and you would know the truth. Then be aware that if you have come to the conclusion that Jesus is the Christ, you have received eternal life, and that is a guarantee.